if you get a lot of likes, comments, remarks on your post, but you don't get sales, so nobody actually pulls the trigger to buy, then so this podcast episode is for you. Welcome to Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast, where we talk about everything marketing, sales, lead generation, traffic, copywriting for your health and wellness business. Today we are talking about how to convert interested prospects into buyers, so people who actually pay money to buy your product or service. Now, how do you do this? I think the first thing to understand is what the problem is. Now, there can be different problems in a scenario like this. One of such problems, and which is one of the more common problems, is that you are not speaking to the right segment of the market. So an example, sometime last year, I was speaking to a business owner in the wellness space, and she was into the trauma and healing kind of niche in the wellness space. So she basically works with women, mostly women, who had gone through some sort of experience, childhood experience, or who were battling with low self-esteem, not being comfortable in their body, things like that. So it was pretty transformative work she was doing, right? Good work. She has a solid service that can transform lives. However, most of her marketing was done through Instagram. Now, when she does it, she gets a lot of comments and reactions and likes, people saying they love what she does. But anytime she tries to sell, it's either they just ghost her, they don't respond, or they kind of direct the conversation somewhere else. Like, okay, maybe they're not interested or they're not ready at the moment, whatever the case is. So how do you convert interested prospects into buyers, people who are willing to spend money with you? Now, the problem, or one of the more common problems, is that if you are facing this, you are most likely speaking to the wrong segment of the markets. So here's what I mean. It's possible that your marketing, your sales message, your publicity, whatever it is reaching and appealing to a segment of the market that just would not buy from you, even though what you have to sell or what you have to say is very valuable. So for instance, let me break it down into two different segments. The first way you can think about it is, maybe you are speaking to a section of the market that doesn't care enough or care deeply enough about the problem you are trying to help them solve. So let me come again. You are speaking to a segment of the market that doesn't care deeply enough about the problem you're trying to help them solve. So it might come as a surprise to you. You're a business owner. You probably are a growth-oriented person, a growth-minded person who loves to improve themselves, work on themselves, self-development, that kind of thing. So it might be knew that there are some people who know they have problems, who acknowledge the problems they have, but are not willing to work on it, right? And if you are somehow appealing to that segment of the market, then of course they are interested because they can identify with the things you say, but they are not just motivated enough to pay for your services. So it's possible for you to have a good product, good service, but prospect or the client just doesn't feel the pain deep enough for them to want to solve it. So let's take a bizarre example. Let's say someone who just got into an accident. The bones in the leg are shattered, right? The shreds of bones are all over the places in the muscles of the thigh. And with every movement, the person gets pierced more and more in excruciating pain, blood pouring out everywhere, splashing on the person, on people helping and all of that. That kind of person doesn't need to be motivated to find a solution because the person is in active pain. The person is in real raw physical pain. It's the same thing with whatever it is we sell. Now, what we sell might not be as raw and as graphic as that, but there's some pain attached to it. And if people are not, if they don't feel the pain deep enough, they will not be willing to pay for your product or service. So how do we actually solve this problem? Now, a simple way to solve this problem is to give them a vivid vision of what the problem could look like in a very extreme case. So, for instance, let's say we have, or let me just give you an example, and I'm just going to read from here, of an email I wrote for a client where we're talking about diabetes, and we're trying to show how bad diabetes could get if you don't curb it. So I'm just going to scroll through it. I won't read everything. But basically, there was a guy that was diagnosed with diabetes. He was managing it well initially, but since then, it started to go downhill. He started drinking beer. He wasn't checking his blood level. He lost his sight because of that. The doctors replaced his lenses. That fixed his sight. But then he wasn't still mindful of his blood level. So he began to have foamy urine, right? And his father was the one taking care of him throughout all this process. So his father was the one going to the hospital, talking with the doctors and all of that. He gave his father a prescription of glycogen for him so that he could be helped in the night if he ever had low blood sugar in the night. Sometimes he woke up in the night, he'll be soaking wet, convulsing because of low blood sugar. Eventually, he became paralyzed on his left side. He could not swallow, and they had to feed him through a tube for a year. His father said he had to flush out his food tube every day for over a year. Then his diabetes eventually went out of control, that the rehab hospital wouldn't even take him in for rehabilitation. That's how bad it was. They had to sell their house, right, because they had an upstairs and downstairs, and the guy couldn't go upstairs because of his condition. And even in all of this, he continued to smoke, he continued to drink. He eventually developed a lung infection, on and on and on. Eventually, he lost his life. He died due to all of these complications. Now, we told that story in an email to show the vision of a problem of diabetes, how bad diabetes can get if you don't care enough about it, if you don't do enough to inhibits the progression of diabetes. Now, for someone who doesn't have the pain deep enough to want to buy your product or service, a vivid vision like this shows them the extent of the extent of the problem that can occur, which is very likely to motivate people to want to buy. Now, it's not going to work for every prospect, but for a good amount of prospects who are already in that pain but just don't care enough, a good vivid description, a vision of the extent to which the problem can occur, can help motivate them to become buyers. Now, the second kind of scenario where you might be in, so the first is if the people you are speaking to don't care enough, don't feel the pain deep enough to want to solve it. Now, the second set of people you might be speaking to that are interested but do not buy are those that they are just not in the right phase of life to want to buy your product or service. So let me give an example. Let's say you are in the weight loss fitness niche and you are talking about, or your approach is longevity and health. If you are speaking to a market full of 25-year-olds, you probably will not do so well because the phase of life they are in, all they are thinking about is sex appeal, romantic appeal, right? But if you are speaking to a market of maybe 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds who are married, who have had multiple children, at that point, sexual appeal doesn't hold such a strong force on them anymore. It's more of longevity, energy, health, that kind of appeal that will work for them. So it's very, very possible you are speaking to a segment of a market that is not just in the phase of life for your message, or you are speaking to them in the wrong way. So let's go back to the example of the trauma coach I brought up earlier. Let's assume she is speaking to a bunch of 25-year-olds who have some issues, maybe due to their parents, for instance, and some trauma due to the way they were parented. They might not necessarily care enough to solve it, even though they will identify with it. They say, okay, yes, this is my situation. I know what this feels like, but they might not care enough to want to solve it. But if you are speaking to people above 30 who just recently got married, have started having children, they might be more open or more receptive to that message because now they are thinking, I don't want to parent my children the same way I was parented. I don't want to pass down this trauma onto my children. So the same message, but a different segment of the markets. That can very well differentiate between how well your marketing message does, how much sales or conversions you get versus just interests that people show in your marketing message. So how do you solve this now? Take a segment of the market you know that your message will appeal the most to. So you already know what your message is, you already know what your offer is, you already know what your marketing looks like. Now target the appropriate segment of the market where your ideal audience, people who are in the phase of life that are going to buy from you, would respond to your message. Now, how do you do that? The long and short of it is go where your market is. You don't want to be marketing on Facebook if your market is on Instagram. You don't want to be using social media if your market is going to physical events. So you want to go wherever your market is and build a list from there of people who your message, who are in the phase of life that your message would appeal to. So that brings us to the end of this podcast episode. I hope you've learned something. If you enjoyed this episode, head on over to ikonmedia.net. That's ikonmedia.net. I have a free guide for you called Your Email List Is Your Wife, and it goes through 15 rules for making maximum profit with email marketing. So if you have an email list, if you send emails, or if you just have an email list, but you've not started sending emails, go get the guide. It shows you 15 rules for profiting from your email marketing. So that's ikonmedia.net, ikonmedia.net, and I'll see you next time.